Today I'm walking alongside a river in Japan to share the story of Suzette in Trinidad in the Caribbean. She really has an amazing knee pain story, and I asked her if I could share it, and she actually said, and I quote, "If my story can help someone else out of the hell I was living in, yes, by all means, please share it." And she also wanted to make sure that I told you that she lives in the Caribbean, in Trinidad, for two reasons. First, she wants to show the length of the reach, just how far the Upright Health message is going. It's all the way in Trinidad in the Caribbean, and I guess it's probably in Japan since I'm here in Japan. And two, because here in Trinidad, people here are not that open to different treatments. I mean, if it's not doctor hospital medicine or old herbal medicine or chiropractic, they aren't really interested. They're not gonna try those different treatments like exercise. So she says she really wants people to hear about this and says, "I am not exaggerating when I say you," meaning Upright Health, "Matt Shu at Upright Health, have not only changed my life, but you have given me my life back." And I love those words. I'm so grateful for them, and I hope that this story helps you out there with your knee pain or whatever issues you are dealing with. So if you're ready, let's get ready to think right, move right, and feel right. So this is Suzette's story. I just turned 49 and I have very bad knees and am very overweight due to the bad knees. At 23, I tore the ACL in my left knee from a jump rope mishap. After having my first son when I was 25, I had two surgeries by the age of 27 to get my knee fixed. The first surgery didn't help, so I went to a different doctor, and yes, the second surgery did work. My left knee healed perfectly fine and all was well for a while. I went about my life, had my second son when I was 29, which is where my weight issues began, but I was able to work out and kept it under control. Then around 35, I tore the ACL in my right knee, a karate mishap. So I think you can get that Suzette is an active person. Again, had surgery done by doctor number two from the last time, and yes, that surgery worked too, but even though I healed and was able to still keep active, I was unable to return to karate. Even after my sensei went above and beyond modifying the workouts moves for my knee, it was never the same, but I was still able to do normal workouts and kept my weight under control. Okay, so that's good. And then fast forward to age 41, and my left knee out of the blue made a pop sound, and I couldn't walk back up the stairs, and I just walked up those stairs and I couldn't walk back down. Again, surgery number three on that side, and it was done again by doctor number two. So, you know, at this point, Suzette had a number of good experiences with surgery. She had one bad experience, but the majority of them were good for her knee, so understandable that she would get another knee surgery. However, this time, 7 years later, I am still in pain, still not able to move around. It was so bad that within 1 year of the surgery and with no sign of it getting better, even with PT, I had to give up my dream job that I had dedicated myself to for over a decade. I owned and ran a small day spa at the time of the pop. So this is a really important thing to talk about, because you can really destroy your life with an injury that you can't rehab properly, right? So this happens for Suzette. It's happening in case of the knee, but there are people like computer programmers, pretty much anybody who has to type at all. If you end up with wrist pain or elbow pain or whatever, you can't do your job. I mean, I've gone through this myself. Like if I don't maintain my hands and wrists, I can't do this job, right? And years ago, I actually noticed that my hands and wrists were hurting so bad, I basically couldn't type for even a few minutes, or as long as I kept typing, I would feel kind of okay, but as soon as I stopped, I would have these horrible sleepless nights and my hands and wrists would ache and it was awful, right? So these things can destroy your life. If you're constantly in pain, if you can't function, it's gonna be a big issue. Okay, so now she says, and to top it off, in that 1 year of not being able to work out, I had gained about 25 pounds. My bad left knee caused me to have a limp for all these years, which led to bone-on-bone knee arthritis and misaligned hips, which lead to pelvic floor issues, shoulder and neck issues, which led to back and other body pains, which led to avoiding stairs as much as humanly possible, which led me to hardly leaving my house because I live upstairs. So there you go. Life kind of falls apart. If one body part isn't working, everything falls apart. So her knee pain resulted in everything going crappy and basically becoming trapped in her house. Right? That's awful. Now, she said, about 2 years ago, in the middle of a grocery aisle while doing Christmas shopping, I had the shock of a lifetime. I got the most horrendous pain running from my right hip down to my toes, and I couldn't move my right leg. Lucky, I was with my family at the time. My husband had to physically help me to the car. Turns out I have, I'm going to put quotes around this. She didn't put quotes around this. I have, quote, hip bursitis, end quote, on my right side due to all the years of limping. Now, still, barely able to walk or stand for more than a few minutes or do any kind of workouts, it's caused me to gain an additional 75 pounds in 6 years for a grand total of 100 pounds in 7 years. Now, for somebody who was super active before, not being able to leave the house, not being able to go downstairs, and then gaining 100 pounds is probably really tough. Really, really tough. And now she has I have a cornucopia of health issues, which, as you might have guessed, has made the matter worse. Then came the nightly pain. So this, we're not even done yet. At the time of discovering Upright Health, I hadn't had a good night's sleep in over a year due to hip and knee pain at night. Oh man, the whole ordeal has also been devastating for me mentally since I had been extremely active and healthy my whole life. Growing up with a bodybuilding father, I had been working out in one form or another for as long as I can remember. Even after having my two kids, I was able to do the work and keep my body in good shape and healthy. At one point, in my mid-30s, I was doing some kind of workout for 1 hour every morning and doing karate 3 times a week. When I turned 39, I was petite and fitting into a size small and at the ideal healthy weight for my 5'3 frame. Now I am unhealthy and unhappy at 230 pounds and barely able to stand or walk for more than a few minutes. Dieting alone has never worked for me. I need to be able to move. And that probably is true for everybody. I don't think dieting alone works for anybody, right? Because if you're not moving, you're not burning calories, you're not building muscle, you're not telling your body it needs to start doing something challenging, it needs to burn those calories to keep you alive, right? Anyway, honestly, I had truly given up, convincing myself the problem was my age, now my weight, and this was my life now. I had become a husk of the person I used to be. That was on till a few weeks ago when I stumbled on one of your knee strengthening videos, and then I went on to watch others. Okay, so I think we've got all the background now. So Suzette, her whole life basically fell apart because her knees just no longer worked the same, and she was, I'm gonna put quotes on this, old, and surgery wasn't helping. Knee surgery hadn't helped. She had a lot of knee surgeries, and they helped sometimes, but then ultimately didn't help at all. So now, she found one of my videos, and she says, in the space of a little over 1 week of following your videos, I went from barely being able to make a simple cup of coffee to being able to walk on my treadmill for 10 minutes before the pain set in, to 2 days after that being able to walk 12 minutes with no pain, to being able to sit crisscross applesauce pain-free, to now being able to walk for 20 minutes pain-free, and being able to go up and down the stairs without holding onto the walls, and being able to touch my toes pain-free. Okay, I think this was like a week or 2 weeks of results of just doing some basic knee exercises that are free on YouTube and not listening to a doctor, right? And not giving into this idea that if your knee hurts and you're quote-unquote old, that you're doomed, okay? So she says, I'm still having some knee pain when I stand in one spot for a while, but nothing like what it was a few weeks ago. I'm expecting that to stop once my weight goes down, since I am now also able to do gentle workouts. Isn't it amazing how the snowball effect works in both directions? Like, the pain can snowball into a lot more pain, but if you start moving, you start strengthening things gradually, then you can gradually increase the complexity and the intensity, and the snowball effect works in your favor rather than way against you. So now she says, my goal is to lower my weight significantly by my 50th birthday, and who knows, maybe I might even be able to get rid of that 100 pounds. I have 12 months to work on it, but for now, I'm taking it slow one day at a time, because as a wise man once said, more than once said, slow is safe and fast is foolish. I don't know who that wise man was, but that wise man, I must have stolen his notes because I also say that quite often. And she says, P.S. I have also attached pictures of both my knees with their surgery scars. Best regards, Suzette. Suzette, thank you so much for taking the time to send your story. And thank you so much for allowing me to share your story. It's so important for people who have knee pain to understand just how important exercise is to not only prevent knee pain, but also to solve knee pain. Because if we spend all of our time allowing our knees to get weaker, allowing the muscles around the knees to get weaker, or if we train in a way that results in an injury and then we can't figure out how to properly rehab the knee, we end up messed up, our lives end up messed up, we end up unhappier, and nobody benefits from that except for the surgeons. The surgeons do benefit from that because they do make a lot of money. And the hospitals also benefit from that. And also the insurance companies benefit from that because they set their premiums based on how much they spend every year. And as long as the amount they spend every year goes up, they get to keep raising your premiums and blame the rising cost of healthcare, which is super cool. It's a game that you don't realize is being played until you think about it. And just to be clear about this, at least in the United States, insurance companies have a medical loss ratio that they need to abide by, meaning they're only allowed to make so much margin. They have to spend a certain percentage of what they bring in premiums. And so whatever that percentage is, I think it's 10%, I don't remember now, but they have that percentage. That's their margin, their profit margin, basically. So if an insurance company wants to make more money, which they all do, guess what they have to do? They have to make sure they're also spending more, which means they have no incentive to make sure that the costs go down. In fact, it's in their interest to have more people getting more expensive procedures and getting more expensive drugs, because that increases their yearly spend, which means they can pass on the expense to you in the form of premiums, and thus the size of that margin is bigger. So don't expect hospitals or insurers to try to tell you that a knee surgery may not be the best option for you. And definitely don't expect them to tell you that exercise is your best option, because that is such a low margin service, it's not worth it to them, right? Like even a physical therapist, if they bill at $200 an hour, their space, the rental space, or whatever you want to call it, space rent for the facility is not going to be the same as it is for a surgical suite. Right, and the tools that a PT uses, they're not all disposable. You don't have a bunch of scalpels to get rid of and sutures and all those consumable items that you get to bill an extra 100% or more of. It's not worth it, right? So Suzette's story shows you, even if the surgery doesn't work, you can use way, way lower cost treatments, right? Like I'm sharing exercises to help you with knee pain and hip pain, back pain and whatever, and it literally costs you $0. On YouTube, if you don't have YouTube Premium, then you have to watch some ads probably that might even be skippable. And then you get free exercises that can do something that is kind of mind-blowing. Like I'm surprised that it made such a difference for Suzette, but I'm also not quite surprised, because we all can benefit hugely from doing more exercise and from doing a little bit more to wake up muscles in a gradual, smart, targeted way. So if you have knee pain, I hope Suzette and her story has helped inspire you. If you are over 30, over 40, over 50, 60, or 70, please take this story as an example of what is possible if you just take a little bit of time to strengthen your knee muscles, potentially to stretch them. I don't know if Suzette did any stretching. I suspect that somebody with a bodybuilding and intense karate regimen probably hopefully learned some stretching along the way, but if she didn't, then kind of makes sense that she got injured. Make sure that you're strengthening, make sure that you're stretching, build strength at every length, and don't accept people's doomsday scenarios where they say, well, you're too old, it's too broken, you're never going to fix anything. Suzette had, I lost count how many knee surgeries, and she managed to make things better. And you probably can too. So I hope this story has inspired you. I hope it helps you. If you're looking for videos to help you with this, be sure to check out the description box. I will link to some of my knee pain videos down below. If you want to strengthen your hips, or you want to do something with your shoulders, whatever it is, go to uprighthealth.com/DIY. While you're there, you can get a free program. It's the Body Rebuilding Basics program. It includes 6 workouts that are totally free and a whole host of very important theoretical, kind of academic, but super practical, super useful lessons. It'll help you understand the traps, the pitfalls that stop you from becoming better, from getting stronger, and from getting out of pain. This course will help you do all of that. Plus, it has free follow-along videos to teach you how to massage your body, how to strengthen your back so that you don't have hunchback posture, all kinds of good stuff. You can go directly to my site, uprighthealth.com/DIY or uprighthealth.com/BRB, and you'll get the Body Rebuilding Basics program. I invite you to do it. I encourage you to do it. Go do it now. It'll help you. So head over there right now and sign up. And if you're looking for more free videos to help you with your knees, be sure to check these out here. And like, share, and subscribe. Share this with somebody that you know with knee pain. And as always, I hope you remember that pain sucks. Life shouldn't.